番号24。
Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the sixth inning. Almost 2 hours into this one. Konemura still on the mound for the Nipponham Fighters. He'll be facing numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters in the Eagles lineup. Isobe, Fernandez, and Yoshioka. The first pitch is a check swing lined, kind of a half-liner, to the shortstop. So with one pitch, we have one down here in the sixth inning. It looked like Isobe was trying to duck out of the way of the pitch, and the ball just hit his bat and did a kind of looping line drive right to shortstop who was the shortstop again? Kaneko. First pitch to Fernandez, misses for ball one. Fernandez so far has flown out to Shinjo in center twice. Second offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. In other games, SoftBank Hawks add a run in the fifth inning on a home run by Cabrera, now lead the Chibolote Marines by a score of 5-0. Next pitch misses up high to Fernandez. One strike, two balls, now the count. And Onyx put up three in the sixth inning, turning the game around against the Cebu Lions. Next pitch to Fernandez, swung on and missed. Ball way outside. Fernandez reaching for it, getting nothing but air. That evens the count at 2-2. So Onyx now turns the game around at Cebu Invoice Dome and leads the Lions by a score of 4-2 in the sixth inning. Fernandez steps out. Count 2-2. The fifth offering swung on and lifted to right field. It's right fielder Inaba coming in to make the catch for out number two. That'll bring up first baseman Yoshioka. Here at Sapporo Dome, the Fighters lead this one by a score of 3-1. Ogasawada's home run in the first inning, the first official home run of the 2006 season. First pitch to Yoshioka, misses outside in the dirt. Ball one. Yoshioka so far has fouled out to Ogasawada back behind first base and has singled to right. Second offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Kanemura's third offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop Kaneko up with the ball. Throws in the dirt, but handled well by Ogasawada for out number three. So, for the third time, the Eagles go down 1-2-3 this afternoon. And going to the bottom of the sixth inning, the Fighters continue to lead this one by a score of 3-1. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Fighters sending up Seginol, Inaba, and Shinjo. Numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters. Ichiba on the mound for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles in this battle for the North. The first pitch misses down low to Seginol. Ball one. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side, evening the count at 1-1. Seginol drew a base on balls in the bottom of the fourth inning to lead it off. Scored on Inaba's triple. Next pitch swung on and fouled away. Two strikes, one ball now the count. Ichiba has his sign. Pitch in the dirt. Evening the count at 2-2. Fuji doing a good job blocking the ball. Next pitch swung on and hit deep to right field. No, not deep at all. Oh, it had the right angle on the ball, but it didn't have the distance. Right fielder Isobe comes in on a dash and makes a shoestring catch. I'm not exactly sure what happened there. But it was a very nice play by Isobe in right field, making a shoestring catch on the run coming in to make the catch for out number one. First pitch to Inaba is in there for a called strike one. Inaba 2-for-2 today. He has a single and a triple. Second offering misses up high, evening the count at 1-1. Third pitch misses just low. Catcher Fuji again held the ball waiting for a call that didn't come. Next pitch misses up high. One strike, three balls now the count. Looks like we have a packed house at Sapporo Dome this afternoon. And the next offering misses high and away, ball four. Zoe Naba draws a base on balls on 5 pitches. And that'll bring up fan favorite Shinjo. Runner at first base, Shinjo at the plate. One out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Fighters lead this one by a score of 3-1. The first offering is way low and outside. A good stop by Fuji. Keep that ball from going to the backstop. Shinjo was showing bunt his first at bat. Ended up grounding into a 6-4-3 double play then. And he's flown out to short. Behind the second base bag. Throw over to first and Inaba's back. Another throw over to first. Inaba back standing up. He was hardly one step off the bag. Second offering to Shinjo is in there for a called strike one. Shinjo not showing bunt here. And Shinjo looks like he changed his undershirt. He now has a black turtleneck with white under it, black sleeves. Next offering misses outside. Appeal to first base says no, Shinjo did not swing. One strike, two balls the count. Shinjo's first couple at bats, he had the black turtleneck, black sleeves, and a kind of red, orange red. Underneath the black turtleneck. The next offering is grounded up the middle and through into center for a base hit. Shinjo gets his first hit of the year, a single up the middle. Moving Inaba to second base. That'll bring up catcher Takahashi with runners at first and second and one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Shinjo's uniform has much more of a V-neck than everybody else. Everybody else has an O-neck much higher up so that only the turtleneck part or the collar part of the undershirt shows. Very unusual. I thought uniforms were supposed to be uniform. The first pitch to Takahashi is lifted deep to left field. But foul. Oh, Takahashi gave that ball a ride to left. But it cut just left of the foul pole. Takahashi stands in again. Machiba on the mound. Has his sign and comes set. And then steps off the rubber. Ichiba comes set again. And the pitch swung on and hit to right center. And it's the center fielder coming over, making the catch on the run. Throws the ball back quickly. And nobody goes anywhere. Inaba holding his ground at second base. Shinjo had a long run back to first. He thought that that ball was going to be in the gap. And it was a great run by Tepe in center to run this ball down to keep it from going into the gap. Nonetheless, that's just the second out. Runners still at first and second. And third baseman Iyama coming to the plate. Ichiba has thrown 95 pitches so far this game. First pitch, low and away. Appeal to the first base umpire. Says no, Iyama did not swing. The next offering. This is low and away, ball two. Iyama batted 226 with two RBIs, no home runs last season. No strikes, two balls to count on the third baseman. Third pitch in there for a called strike one. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning here at Sapporo Dome. Fighters leading this one by a score of 3-1. The fourth offering catches the outside corner, called strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. Fighters batting here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Runners at first and second, two down. Iyama at the plate. Count 2-2. The next offering swung on and grounded to the right side. And the second baseman playing deep makes it over, fields the ball, throws to first in time. And the side is retired. So, the Fighters threaten with a pair of base runners on a walk and base hit, but come up empty. At the end of six complete now, the Fighters continue to lead this one by a score of 3-1. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Leading off the bottom of the seventh, or the top of the seventh, rather, for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles is designated hitter Yamasaki. First pitch is in the, catches the inside corner for a called strike one. Yamasaki, one for one so far, and a single to left and a base on balls. Next offering, swung on and missed, strike two. Yamasaki's single to left in the fourth inning drove in the only Eagle run this afternoon. The two-strike no-ball pitch misses outside. Ball one. For the Eagles, Yamasaki's hit came after singles by Isobe and Yoshioka, and those are the only three hits for the Eagles this afternoon. Next pitch by Kanemura misses inside, evening the count at 2-2. Kanemura's 95th pitch is inside, but Yamasaki, totally fooled, swings and misses on the inside pitch. He didn't see that ball at all. Yamasaki's eyes were closed when he was swinging. So, 95th pitch by Kanemura this game. He has a strikeout to Yamasaki for the first out here in the first inning. That'll bring up Rick Short, going by the registered name Rick this season. Swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. Short returning to Japan after playing for the Chiba Lotte Marines in 2003. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike two. Short receives the most write-in votes for a position he doesn't play. He was a write-in, in 2003 for the All-Star game. Many, many people wrote in Short for Short. Takes the next pitch for ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Wrote in Short for the position of shortstop. Rick being second baseman. Next pitch misses high and away, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2 to Short. Of course, it only has to do with his name as to why people did that, but makes for an interesting story nonetheless. Next offering, swung on and grounded between third base bag and third base coach. Count remains 2-2. Kanemura looked like he was really struggling to get through the fourth inning. But he's had two 3-up, 3-down innings after that. And the 2-2 offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop Kaneko up with the ball, throws to first in time for out number two. So after the RBI single to Yamasaki, in the fourth inning, Funimuna has been perfect. And that'll bring up left fielder Kenshi. If you're referring to Ingsan's game day packet, first ball misses low, ball one. Or to my player Makon, you'll want to make a note that he is not Kenji Kawasaki, he is, or Kawaguchi rather, he is Kenshi Kawaguchi. Next pitch misses low for ball two. Another pitch in the dirt. Kanemura has been throwing a lot of them in the dirt this game. Yet, he's been effective. He didn't have a single strikeout through the first four innings. Next pitch in there for a called strike one. But he struck out three since then. No, he struck out two since then. And the next pitch misses for ball three. One strike, three balls to count to Kenshi. Next pitch, catches the outside corner, strike two. Full count now to Kawaguchi Kenshi. And this is the third time this game that Kanemura has gone to a full count. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to the right side. A nice diving grab by Oga Sawada, but the ball gets away from him. He gets up and has no throw. Infield hit. Oga Sawada made a great diving grab for the ball, but the ball bounced out of his glove as he hit the artificial turf really hard after the dive. And by the time he ran the ball down, he had no play at all. So this is the first base runner that the Eagles have had since the fourth inning. That'll bring up number nine batting, catcher Fuji. Fuji last season batted 232 with no home runs. Trailing by two. Eagles one, Fighters three. First pitch in the dirt to Fuji, ball one. And Kanemura is well over 100 pitches by now. Next pitch swung on, fouled off to the right side and out of play. So this is most likely Kanemura's last inning of work. Fighters will get their first test of their middle relief and closer. If this game stays close as it is, 3-1 in favor of the Fighters. The next pitch is handcuffs Fuji, looks like. He hits a little blooping line drive right to Oga Sawada at first base. for out number three. So Kanemura throws seven innings, holding the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles to just one run. And going to the bottom of the seventh, the Fighters' lucky seven. The Fighters lead this one by a score of 3-1. Back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got a pitching change for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. They're sending rookie Aoyama, a Hokkaido native, to the mound for the seventh inning. Ichiba, having pitched six complete, giving up three runs on eight hits, all three of them earned. He'll be facing number nine batter Kaneko, then back to the top in Macias and Tsuboi. In Fukuoka, the SoftBank Hawks have added two more runs in the seventh inning to take a 7-0 lead over the Chibolote Marines. The first pitch by Aoyama misses outside to Kaneko for ball one. Second offering is in there for a called strike one. The 1-1 offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Okihara. Let's try this again. Grounded to the left side. Okihara up with the ball. Throws to first in time for out number one. Okay, second take worked well. Okay, that'll bring up leadoff batter Macias with one out and nobody on here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Macias has a pair of doubles and grounded out to first. Macias shows bunt but takes the ball way up high. Ball one. Macias, a left-handed batter. Big build. Takes takes the next offering inside ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. The next pitch in there for a called strike one. The one strike, two ball pitch, and Macias swings, fails to hold up. It was a good pitch anyway. I think he was just fooled by the slider. Moving away from him. Next pitch, misses inside ball three. That brings the count full. One out, nobody on here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Fighters lucky seven. And the Fighters lead this one by a score of 3-1. Next pitch, Macias swung a little late, but still managed to pull the ball up the first baseline to the first base coach. Quick hands. Macias looked like he decided to swing at that one kind of late, but still managed to pull the ball. The next offering, swung on and lifted to the left side. Third baseman gives chase, but this ball goes into the stands. Catcher Fuji also giving chase. Macias fouls off a couple after reaching full count. Aoyama into the windup. And the pitch. Swung on a miss. Strike three. Ball just a little high, but still close enough. He needs to protect it. So Macias goes down swinging. That'll bring up former Tiger Tsuboi. Fighters left fielder. Aoyama into the windup. And the first pitch to Tsuboi, way high and away. Ball one. Tsuboi batted 309 with 19 RBIs and 2 home runs last season. So far today, he has grounded out to short, singled to second, and struck out swinging. Next pitch fouled off to the right side. 1-1 now the count. Ogasawara swings the bat on deck. Lumbering up a bit. Next pitch swung on and poked into center field, but not a problem for Tepe, who takes a few steps toward the left field side and makes the catch for out number three. So the Fighters go down in order for just the second time this afternoon. And at the end of seven complete, continue to lead this one by a score of 3-1.
What?
Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're in Sapporo at Sapporo Dome for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters taking on the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. Battle of the North. Thomas takes over on the mound for the Fighters this inning. Kanemura throwing 7 innings, giving up 1 run on just 4 hits. And Morimoto comes into the game in place of Tsuboi in left field. And we'll have a pinch hitter, Satake, for leadoff batter Teppe, here in the top of the 8th inning. He fouls the first pitch off to the right side for strike 1. Left-handed Thomas on the mound, bounces the ball up there, and an appeal to the first base umpire says the batter swung. Strike 2. Satake, pinch hitter for Teppe. Next pitch bounces up there again, blocked well by Takahashi off his chest. But this one not swung at by Satake. Ball 1, 2 strikes, 1 ball. Thomas comes set. Next offering, swung on and fouled off to the right side. Count remains, 2 strikes, 1 ball. Offering misses down low. Ball 2. That evens the count at 2-2. Satake hoping to get something going. Pitch hitting for Teppe to lead off the 8th inning for the Eagles. Down 1-3. Next pitch by Thomas is way up high. Ball 3. Full count. And the next offering misses high and away, ball 4. So Thomas comes in and gives up a leadoff walk to pinch hitter Satake. The last time we had a leadoff walk, that was Segi Noel for the Fighters, and he came around to score. And Hillman Kontoku comes out And we're going to have a pitching change. Thomas only throws to one batter. So we're going to take a short break and come back when we've had our pitching change. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Runner at first base. Nobody out. Fighters holding on to a 3-1 lead. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Thomas came in, gave up a base on balls to pinch hitter Satake to lead off the inning. And now we have a new pitcher, Takeda, on the mound with runner at first and nobody out. Eagles trying to get back in this game, trailing 1-3. And the first pitch to shortstop Okihara is swung on and fouled off to the right side and out of play. Okihara batted .313, 28 RBIs last season. So far today, he's grounded out to third, grounded out to the first baseman, and struck out looking. The second pitch is bunted up, and first baseman Oga Sawada waits for the ball to come down, makes the catch right next to the runner at first base, who is back well in time. So that was very strange. Okihara squared to bunt. not before the pitch, but as though it were he were trying to surprise the infield that he was bunting, not as though he were sacrificing. And in doing so, he popped the ball up right to the first baseman. Throw over to first. Satake is back. And so we have one out, runner still at first base. Team captain Isobe comes up next. The first pitch to Isobe grabs the outside corner at the knees for a called strike one. So Takeda has two pitches and one out with that failed bunt attempt. Next pitch swung on and fouled off. Strike two to Isobe. Over at the plate. Next pitch, swung on a grounder to shortstop, shovels to second for one. The relay to first is in time. Double play. So the base on balls is erased. On 6-4-3, double play. Kaneko to Marcius to Ogasawara ends the inning. So the Eagles threaten with the leadoff base on balls, but come up empty. Three up, three down. Going to the bottom of the eighth inning, the Fighters continue to lead this one by a score of 3-1. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Fighters will be sending up numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters, Ogasawara, Segino, and Inaba. Here in the 8th inning, Ogasawara was welcomed back to Sapporo with a bit of a ceremony where he received some flowers for his participation in the WBC, and he grounds the first pitch through the left side for a base hit. A leadoff single for Ogasawara here in the top of the eighth inning. Ogasawara hit a home run, his first at bat. To right, flew out to center. A great play by the center fielder on the run. On a ball that would have, that looked like it was going to be a gapper. And he grounded out to shortstop before getting his second hit right here. The first pitch from Aoyama to Seguino misses way up high, ball one. Oryx have added a run in the eighth inning, now taking a 5-2 lead over the Cebu Lions. Seguino waits the ball out and drives it over the first baseman's head and into right field. Base hit. Back-to-back singles leading off the eighth inning by Ogasawara and Seguino. Seguino looked like he double-pumped there. He was ready to swing, and then he... and waited, and then swung, pulling the ball to right field, and we'll have a pinch runner for Seguino, who is greeted with high fives all around the dugout. Koda is the pinch runner. No, Konta, sorry. Konta, not Koda. And Inaba swings and fouls the first pitch off the catcher. Konta, number 52 for the Fighters. If you're referring to the game day packet graciously offered by Michael Ng's son. Next pitch fouled off to the left side and out of play. Two strikes, no balls to count to Inaba with runners at first and second and nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. If you have any comments or questions, you're welcome to write me at live@JapaneseBaseball.com. Next pitch misses high and away. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball the count. Critical comments welcome. Let me know how I can make these games better for you. The fourth pitch in there for a called strike three. Nice pitch by Aoyama right down the middle. That's out number one here in the bottom of the eighth inning. After each game, I put the audio broadcast up on the site, where you can download it, put it in your iPod, listen to it on the train or wherever. And if you feel like sharing it on peer-to-peer networks, please go ahead. Just be sure to include where you got it from. That's all I ask. Next up is Shinjo, and he takes first pitch inside. Ball one. He's back to his red undershirt. Ichido grounded into a double play his first at bat. Popped out to short his second and singled up the middle his third. And the second offering is grounded to the left side. Fernandez touches the third base bag for one. Throws to first to complete the double play, and this side is retired. So the Fighters had a pair of singles to lead off the inning, but come up empty yet again. At the end of eight complete now, the Fighters continue to lead this one by a score of 3-1. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Eagles are down to their last three outs, trailing this one by a score of 1-3. Today, opening day for the Pacific League. Saturday, March 25th, 2006. And in to close for the Fighters is Michael. Michael's first pitch to Fernandez misses inside for ball one. The Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles be sending up numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters. Fernandez, Yoshioka, and Yamasaki. Second pitch in there for a called strike one, evening the count at 1-1. Michael Nakamura spells his name M-I-C-H-E-A-L, which is not the traditional spelling of Michael. As a Michael, I kind of am rubbed the wrong way by this. Next pitch misses outside, ball two, one strike, two balls. You're raised with people misspelling your name and get upset for them doing that, and then seeing somebody who actually spells it that way is rather unusual. Fernandez takes the next pitch for a called strike two, evening the count at 2-2. The story is that Michael's father, when he was born, registered the papers in Australia. Next pitch, swung on a miss, strike three. Fernandez reaching for a ball outside and not getting any wood on it. That's out number one. That'll bring up first baseman Yoshioka. Michael's father, Japanese, living in Australia at the time, didn't know exactly how Michael was supposed to have been spelled and spelled it incorrectly on his birth certificate documents, and that's how it remained ever since. So the story goes. Yoshioka swinging at the first pitch, lifting it deep to the left side, and in foul territory, it's left fielder Morimoto making the catch. He had overrun the ball and laying down backwards, reaching backwards and falling over onto his back, makes the catch in foul territory for out number two. Morimoto came in the game defensively for Tsuboi after Tsuboi batted in the seventh inning. Nonetheless, two down. Eagles are down to their last out. And designated Yamasaki at the plate. Yamasaki takes first pitch inside for ball one. Curveball almost got back over the strike zone. Yamasaki so far has walked, singled left, and struck out swinging. The second offering misses in the dirt. Ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Kanemura, the starting pitcher, threw seven innings, gave up just one run. Thomas threw to one batter, walked him. Takeda then threw the rest of the inning, and now Michael comes in to close. And Yamazaki pokes the next pitch through into center field, base hit. So the Eagles stay alive here in the top of the ninth inning. Yamasaki's ground ball up the middle just passed a diving Kaneko. And Yamasaki takes the bench for a pinch runner. Number 66, Nishimura. And up to bat is Rick Short. Rick takes first pitch low and away. Ball one. Rick Short played for the Chibolote Marines in 2003, returning to Japan after a couple years away. Next pitch misses outside, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count to Rick Short. Short played for the Washington Nationals last year in 2005. Played in only 11 games, had 15 at-bats. Was 6 for 15 for a .400 average. And the next offering is swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop up with the ball, throws to second. In time for the force. And the game is over. So the Hokkaido Nipponham Fighters win this one by a score of 3-1. Scoring in this game, In the first inning, Ogasawara, with two down, hit a solo home run to right field to put the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters in the lead with a in the lead by a score of 1-0. Kanemura pitched well for the Fighters, and in the fourth inning, allowed three hits, a single by Isobe, a single by Yoshioka, one out later, and a single by Yamasaki, who drove in the only Dakuten run, tying the game temporarily at 1-2-1. But that lead didn't last long. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Segino led off with a base on balls, scored when Inaba followed with a triple to the right center gap. And Inaba scored an out later when Takahashi drilled the ball through the left side, putting the Fighters up by a score of 3-1. And that is how the game stood. I'd like to thank all of you for joining me here this sunny afternoon for the Pacific League opening day, Kaimaku. Let's go around the other games real quick to see how they're going. After 7.5 innings, the Oryx Buffaloes lead the Cebu Lions by a score of 5-2 at Cebu Invoice Dome. And it's a final at Fukuoka Dome, at Fukuoka Yahoo Dome, is it called now? The SoftBank Hawks have defeated the defending champion Chibolote Marines by a score of 7-2. So once again, I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in live, and of course, any of you who tune in to listen to the recorded audio broadcasts. Please redistribute, share these audio broadcasts with your friends. Let them know the excitement that is Pro Yaku.